Trump protests sweep the Rio Grande Valley. Congressional spotlight turns to Soros and Singham. Texas border business. Protests erupted across the Rio Grande Valley on June 14, 2025, as part of a larger nationwide movement known as No King's Day. The coordinated demonstrations targeted former President Donald Trump's policies, with additional focus on immigration enforcement and perceived authoritarianism. Thousands of participants across McAllen, Harlingen, Brownsville, and other Texas cities gathered to oppose what organizers described as an erosion of democratic norms. In McAllen, demonstrators assembled in the morning and again in the evening along 10th Street and Old Business 83 in front of the federal building. The events were peaceful but heavily monitored by law enforcement, including local police and the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office. A helicopter flew over the protest areas, apparently conducting surveillance. TBB could not identify which branch of the government it belonged to or whether it was a government unit. Protesters held signs opposing immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, raids and chanted against Trump's proposed military parade, which coincides with both the Army's 250th anniversary and his birthday. Harlingen hosted a morning rally that aligned with McAllen's protest themes, while in Brownsville, smaller demonstrations joined the regional effort. In Laredo, residents participated in an afternoon protest at Jet Bowl North, where organizers condemned recent ICE activity and accused Trump of encouraging authoritarian tactics. The Texas State Director at Unidos U.S., Eric Olguin, was among the many participants at the Rio Grande Valley demonstrations. In a Facebook post following the event, Olguin wrote, "MAGA is not patriotic. MAGA does not own what being American is. Patriots and Americans don't give in to kings, dictators, or authoritarians. I'm an American and a patriot and joined nearly 2,000 others today in McAllen to fight for our communities, our country, and our future." San Antonio drew one of the largest crowds in the state, with thousands marching through downtown in a peaceful procession that featured music, speeches, and community leaders. In Houston, over 15,000 people gathered at City Hall in protest. A Trump piñata, symbolic signs, and calls for democracy were seen throughout the crowd. Suburban demonstrations were also reported in Sugar Land and Conroe. The No King's Day events spanned all 50 states and over 2,000 cities. According to organizers, the nationwide campaign aims to reject President Trump's king-like behavior and promote a recommitment to constitutional principles. On June 13, 2025, the Epoch Times reported that the U.S. Congress is calling on billionaire philanthropist George Soros and tech entrepreneur Neville Singham to testify regarding allegations of funding left-wing riots and radical political organizations. Representative Ana Paulina Luna announced that both men will be asked to appear before Congress to address questions about financial links to unrest connected with these protests and related movements. The investigations come during rising political tensions, as lawmakers and citizens debate the boundaries between political dissent, protest funding, and public safety. The connection between the demonstrations and external support remains under scrutiny as federal inquiries unfold.